On September 2, 1947, the one-room Clover Pass School opened on Potter Road on the north end of Ketchikan's road system. It continued operating as a school until around 1960. It later was used as a neighborhood library and as a polling place.
And then it just sat for years.
That's Sean McAllister, president of the Potter Road Association, one of two groups that work together to restore Clover Pass School. The other organization is Historic Ketchikan, which for the moment owns the building. Terry Wanzer is president of the board and says it was about a dozen years ago that Historic Ketchikan decided to take on the project.
It needed everything. The foundation was about ready to topple into the muskeg, so we put all new piling foundation underneath it. It needed to be rewired. We had to gut the entire building, put in all new sheetrock insulation, windows and flooring and doors. So it basically needed everything.
But there are some parts of the original building they were able to save.
The siding is all original, the sign's original. The door inside is the original to the school. So it looks just like the day that it was built.
Wanzer says Clover Pass School is listed on the National Historic Register, and the building may well be significant beyond Ketchikan.
It's probably one of the few, if not the only, remaining one-room schoolhouse left in the state of Alaska, at least in Southeast.
It is a cool building, too, built with wood from an old cannery. You walk in the main door, and there's a small cloakroom to the left, just before the main room, which is now empty, except for stacks of metal chairs and a table with building supplies stacked on top. But it's easy to imagine about a dozen kids sitting at their desks on a dark, rainy winter day. Oil lanterns lit the room. The students hauled water from a nearby creek to wash their hands, and their restroom was an outhouse behind the school. The outhouse wasn't replaced, but McAllister says all the neighbors along Potter Road contributed to restoring the main Clover Pass School building.
It's been just a great little community project, you know, and having the Southeast Exposure Gang across the road with a bathroom that we can borrow, and power when we needed it before there was power over here. And then Larry Jackson with his sawmill and snapper cut the beams for underneath. Yeah, it's been a fun community project.
So it really was a neighborhood project.
Absolutely, yep.
McAllister says at first a group of Potter Road neighbors worked informally with Historic Ketchikan. Later, they decided to form the association.
And got a license to use the land. And then we built the picnic shelter. And we've just been using it for community potlucks and little gatherings, birthday parties.
Now that the bulk of the restoration is complete, Historic Ketchikan is ready to hand the project over to the association so it can continue to be a community gathering space for years to come. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.